is what I've learned as I get older. You know, I'm in my 30s now, and I feel like as a mother too, I'm growing into myself and appreciating who I am, and I don't care so much about what people think. And I think it's just really nice to just be you and be okay with that, like that be enough, you know, and there's something really beautiful about that. And I feel like this album and these songs are really encapsulating that feeling, you know, of just growth and change and recognizing bad behavior and acknowledging it and saying how much you just don't really care, you know, and just like, I guess, being cheeky about it.
Welcome to Songwriter Trysts. This is an intimate podcast that is connecting songwriters from all over the world. I'm singer-songwriter Ray Lee. Music saved my life, and I love talking with other artists about the power of songwriting and their journey to where they are today. This is a safe space to share stories, lessons, and emotions, all the great things that build an amazing song. Please support the podcast by subscribing, or you can buy us a coffee, all through the website songwritertrysts.com. Hi, and welcome to A Songwriter Tryst. And today we're going to be talking about the pleasures with Catherine Britt and Lachlan Bryant. Catherine, we have spoken with you and Lachlan before, but now you guys have come together and created this new project, which has been going for a while, but we're going to talk about it because you've got an album coming out, which is pretty exciting. How are you?
We do. Yeah, I'm good. I'm really good. Just very busy with everything, as you just mentioned. Like trying to juggle a million different balls, motherhood, Catherine Britt, the pleasures. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's fun. It's great times. Very excited about this album. Awesome. We're getting incredible feedback from That's it. Good. So, yeah.
Well, I've been listening to it, and it is really beautifully done. And some of the storylines are like, oh, what do they mean by that? Oh, what happened here? It's very, yeah, it's very like enticing. I wonder. But I want to hear about, like, because, you know, you sound like an insane mother like myself who can't just do one thing. What has been going on since I spoke to you last? What's been keeping you busy, and what are you most excited about?
Well, we've just gotten back from a 3-week trip to the outback with the three kids, which was an insane decision to make, and one I probably won't do lightly anytime soon. But it was amazing. We did some, yeah, just hectic. A 5-year-old, a 3-year-old, and a 2-year-old around the outback. So we did a half lap of Australia. It was great. We did some gigs. I love playing in Alice Springs. It's always a really great crowd and wonderful vibe. And we went up, you know, to Darwin and then came across down through Queensland, and it was just amazing. So I'm just always doing that sort of stuff, really. I mean, this weekend I just got back from an insane amount of kilometres, and now I'm going another insane amount of kilometres to go play Millaroo, Queensland. So I think it's, I don't know, 18-hour drive today or something. So
do you enjoy being on the road?
I do. Yeah. I actually do. I really love travelling with my partner who plays guitar in my band. He's my number one in the band, and looks after everything. So he's, you know, we love that opportunity because we've got kids all the time. That's sort of our time. You know, we listen to podcasts, we talk, we listen to music, and it's a really nice, you know, we love driving, so it kind of makes it a bit easier.
I get it. With three kids in the house, you can't get a conversation without it being interrupted. So 18 hours in a car is like, let's catch up and just have fun. It's so hard to have fun when you've got kids.
Absolutely.
So I totally get that. That's beautiful. So tell me about how did The Pleasures come about? Tell me about that story.
So The Pleasures came about, well, it was mainly, it's kind of my fault. I had just separated from my husband, and there was a whole heap of people I felt I couldn't work with, and just felt really restricted in that relationship. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to do whatever I want to do now. And I always loved Lachlan as a friend. We worked together a lot with at the Academy, just, you know, with young students and up-and-coming artists. So we're really good friends and have been for a long time, and mutually respected each other musically. And Lachlan's just a really great guy. Like, he's just somebody you want to be around because he he inspires you to kind of be a better person, you know, like he's kind of one of those people. So, but we're also very like-minded in the way that we do relationships. You know, we're both pretty hopeless at relationships, but great friends, you know, like great people to be in your life, but maybe not great to date. But, you know, we kind of just are like-minded people in a lot of ways. And I just reached out to him and said, hey, I'd love to do something together musically. Mm. And I didn't really mean anything by it other than maybe like a duet or
co-write or something.
Something. And it kind of just very quickly grew into this. Like Lachlan was like, yeah, let's make an album together of duets. And I was like, oh, okay. And then it kind of just like became this thing all of a sudden. I said, well, look, I'll come down to Melbourne. Let's just see what happens.
Yeah.
And we basically wrote and recorded the like 4 or 5 songs, I think it was, like an EP.
Yeah.
In 2 days.
Wow.
And it was like, okay, that worked really well and it sounds amazing. Let's do more.
Yeah.
And it kind of just grew into an album and then it grew into a project and now we're a band and then all of a sudden it's an album and it's just been amazing. And the feedback is great. I think, you know, both Locke and I have a really strong fan bases in our own rights. Mm. We both are really, you know, we kind of have a million things going on. He does a lot of production work. I do too. Mm. I'm in radio. He's, you know, does all his things on the side. He does film clips and all sorts of stuff. So we're both very busy people that are both very creative and we just really are inspired by this project, I guess. So it feels really good. It feels right.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like it's getting in the way of anything either. You know, I'm still able to do my thing. He's still able to do his thing. And we're both just really focused on this for now because it's working and why not, you know? Like I kind of put my Catherine Britt album on the back burner because I'm like, well, I'm going to kind of see where this goes and then I can take my time making my next Catherine Britt record, you know, because this is working now. So it's really nice, you know, and with 3 kids and the chaos that is my life, I kind of need to do one project at a time. So I'm going to focus on this for now. And I don't know, Lachlan's the same. We're both just really, this is our new thing and we're just going to go for it and see where it takes us, really.
I love how you talked about how it just felt right and you're just going with it and it actually just fits in well with everything and that you, as a creative director, obviously, of what you do, you can just pause and stuff like that. I want to ask, because this is something that I've found, you know, in my very short career in the artist space, is that you kind of, I feel for me, the best way to be is to just be open to whatever comes up and make those sort of decisions and not put too high expectations on yourself to have to deliver something, you know, at a certain time.
Absolutely.
How did you get to that space where you, because you seem like you've made these decisions fairly seamlessly, you've just gone with the vibe, it felt right, so you're just doing it. Have you always been like that or is that something that's evolved?
I've always followed my gut musically and I think that's been my whole career. I've always gone with passionate people first. So whenever I made a decision on a manager or a record label or somebody I'm working with, I always go with, are they a fan of my music? Do they like what I do? You know, and I think first and foremost, it has to be about the passion. It has to be about them really caring and really loving what you do. And I think I've made every decision based on that a little bit in my career. I always follow my gut. I always follow my gut and just go with that. And I think it's gotten me this far. I still have a career in music, you know, in my 30s and I started when I was 14. So can't be doing too much wrong. I mean, I've made so many mistakes. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, I feel like I'm, you know, getting to a point where I kind of, I'm more in control of my life and I know exactly who I am and what I want to do and what I want. And I think, you know, I just keep following that. It gets me to good places. You know, I get to work with people like Locke and make amazing music. And that's all I really want in life. I just want, you know, to make good music and put my head down at night and be proud of what I do. So that's important to me.
I think that it's inspirational what you do by following your gut. I think it's brave. You know, trusting yourself more than what everyone else tells you because the outside world and society can be really loud sometimes. And I think a lot of women especially struggle with that. And you're actively out there, you know, inspiring us that it's okay to follow your gut and we should. I think we should follow our gut. So thank you for doing that.
Especially as women, for sure.
Right? Yeah. Oh, we're constantly being told what we should be doing. You should be at home with your children and being a good mother. That was my bad voice for society. tell me about the album that's coming out. Some of the songs have already come out, obviously. What are your favourite songs on there? What do you feel like the overall? I feel like just hearing it sounds like you guys have just had so many good conversations about your bad relationship.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah. Was easy. I mean, look, it was helpful that I was going through a divorce when we wrote this album. Mm-hmm. And I was also going through a new partnership that was incredibly messy and dramatic. And it's all really great now, but at the time it was very inspiring for country music. So we used My Life to write an album, which, you know, produced some of the best songs I feel I've ever written. And I feel like me and Lachlan write really well together. Both, you know, bring something that the other can't to the song. Mm-hmm. And I think that really works well for us. Favorite songs, look, I mean, there's some really killer tracks on there that I love doing live. I haven't gotten over playing any of these songs yet. They're just all, they all feel great. The, you know, the singles are always really great live, you know, Beginning of the End and stuff like that is just so grooving. But there's some really beautiful moments on the record too, like real country moments almost, you know. I know this is really like a rock record, but, you know, Sad Song, and yeah. Made Another Woman Out of Me. They're just like these really beautiful, delicate moments that are real country music, you know? And I think those are some of my favorite moments as well. So it's tricky because there's so many different elements to this record. It kind of moves through blues, rock, Americana, country, you know, you name it. It kind of, we cover it on this album. So it definitely shows two artists that have an appreciation of just good music. You know, it's not about putting anything into a box. It's about appreciating good music, quality songwriting, quality lyrics, quality melodies. And I think that's first and foremost what we tried to do, is just make a really good quality album. And I hope we did that. You know, I feel we did, but
that very well. Yeah, no, you've done a really good job with all of it. I couldn't, there was nothing when I've listened to it. And, you know, I listen to a lot of new music, which is, I love it.
Yeah.
But it's so nice and refreshing when you get something that just seems so flawless and simple so that you can just enjoy it. You know, when you're judging, not judging, but like you kind of,
you're listening.
You're listening and you're assessing, I guess, assessing.
Yes.
But I didn't even feel like I had, you know what I mean? It just was easy. I could just, you know, there was nothing. And that's so nice. Yeah. You know, that is so beautiful what you guys have managed to achieve. I am curious, because you said it is based around your life. Now, you don't have to share. It's completely up to you what you want to share. But is there a bit of a story that you'd like to share, or some lessons that you've learned from this time in your life that you've been able to put into your songs but also, like, could share with us in person?
Well, I think the songs tell the stories perfectly. Mm. I don't think I need to add much more. They're very honest. I've always been a very honest songwriter to a point that might be detrimental. But, look, I think
I don't think that's possible.
At the end of the day, I think honesty is always going to win. And I think being real and being honest and being, you know, yourself, I guess, is what I've learned as I get older. You know, I'm in my 30s now, and I feel like as a mother too, I'm growing into myself and appreciating who I am, and I don't care so much about what people think. And I think it's just really nice to just be you and be okay with that, like that be enough, you know. And there's something really beautiful about that. And I feel like this album and these songs are really encapsulating that feeling, you know, of just growth and change and recognizing bad behavior and acknowledging it and saying how much you just don't really care, you know, and just like, I guess, being cheeky about it. You know, songs like Home Wreckers.
By Whose Standards.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and I think we all are ready to judge, so quickly to judge. And, you know, I'm just so against that. I'm just the least judgmental person. I just do not like to base anything on my feelings or whatever. Like, I just like to take everyone as, you know, they come. And I think this song is, a lot of these songs are very tongue-in-cheek in that way. They're very much sort of taking, I guess, you know, making fun of society in a lot of ways. But, you know, it's healing, you know. I think that's what songwriting is for me. It's very much a healing process, and it makes me feel like I have a voice, you know, because I never speak out. Like, I'm really quiet. I'm actually quite private in a lot of ways. So if I ever post on social media or whatever, I try and keep it. I don't ever post about, you know, things that I just don't feel in my place to say or defend myself, or I just don't feel the need to. You know, I feel like there's been so many times I've had my name run down on the internet or people are saying things and I just think, eh, you know, you do you. Like, yeah. I mean, people will believe what they believe, whether I stand up for myself or not. I don't think I need to. People know who I am that are in my life, and they either believe the rumors or they don't. And I think, you know, if people know who I am, they know, they would know it's not true. So,
yeah,
I don't need to defend myself. Yeah.
I love it. And I think as artists, I was explaining to someone the other day that as an artist, you are kind of putting your vulnerability and your honesty out there. And a part of that, especially as a woman, is that we then get the projections of other people's insecurities and fears and all that sort of stuff. And sometimes it's positive and it's nice when we meet other people that are accepting and loving and excited for your success. But they can be far and few between. And then there's people just living their lives trying to do the best they can, but they're just so consumed with their insecurities and fears. But that's what I love about art, because when you put it out there, if you're triggering someone, that's amazing, because they're going to only see growth through that, hopefully. You know, it's going to do something in their life that hopefully will get them to a higher place in their journey. So you got to keep doing what you're doing no matter what anyone says, because if people are getting angry or upset, that's probably a good sign that you're doing something right. So,
well, and none of us are perfect, you know. I would love to shake the hand of the first perfect person, you know. Like, we all make mistakes. We all mess up, you know. Like, it is what it is. We're human. And I think judging each other on little things here and there and mistakes, yeah, I think as long as you're acknowledging as you go, like, yeah, I messed up. I did this. I did that, you know. But I think learning from those things is what makes you a better person, and I think it's okay to make mistakes. I'm really trying to drill that into my kids, you know, that just being kind to yourself, you know, and not letting people tell you who you are. Just be you, be strong, you know, own it, you know, and just always apologize for your mistakes, you know, but acknowledge them. Don't lie, you know, just go, I messed up. I'm sorry.
We learn so much from our kids too, don't we?
Yeah. Absolutely. It's so great to look through their eyes. Absolutely.
It is. I think I told my six-year-old, because he's in grade one, and he was telling me that his teacher made a mistake and how incredible it was. And I was like, everyone's allowed to make mistakes, Gabriel. Like, your teacher can't be perfect. But he does get very upset when they lie. Yeah, they do. But it's also good to, create that. But I think for me as a mom, I learn that when my children do stuff like that, I'm like, oh, do you know what? I think I still do that, but I can see how silly it is now because my kids are doing it, and it's like, that's silly. And then you grow from it. So it's really nice. So you're touring and you've got shows, or, you know, what are the plans for the next so long for this album release?
We're really busy. We're on a lot of festivals. I'm on a lot of festivals solo, and then with the band a lot. We're going to America to do a 3-week tour in September as well, California, and then around the South as well. So that's all coming together. We'll announce that really soon. There's a lot of interest in Europe as well, so we'll probably end up doing a bit over there next year. But we're playing Gympie, we're playing Groundwater, we're playing a bunch of gigs as well. We're about to announce another big tour at the end of the year. Yeah. So, it's, you know, watch this space. It's all happening. We've got a lot coming up. So album release will be pretty big too. We're going out and doing some dates with Henry Wagons. And, it's just sort of all happening now, I guess, because the album's finally coming out. We've been working towards this for a while. So, it'll be a big next year, I assume. I hope.
Well, it sounds like you're going to be pretty busy, and no matter what happens, you're going to have fun doing it anyway. So I'm wishing you all the best and that it's smooth as possible, because travel and, you know, things happen, but that's what makes a good story. Is there anything else you'd like to share about the pleasures or yourself or what Lachlan's doing?
Grab the album, have a listen, support new music, support music, you know, support the art, I think, you know, is the message I always love. People doing something that is truly honest and real and from their heart, that's what art is, you know. It's you can't get much more honesty than that, than people's art. So I think it's really nice you know, when people get behind new artists as well. And I think that's what we are. Essentially, we're a new artist. We're a new band starting from scratch. So it's
with a lot of experience behind you, though.
a little bit of know-all, but it's kind of scary and wonderful at the same time. So I hope people love the record as much as we loved making it, and I'm just really excited to see how this goes and where it takes us. And I'll be ready for the ride, that's for sure.
Well, it's incredible. I think you've done an amazing job, and you're a very inspirational woman. So thank you for being you, and thank you for spending the time to come and share with me and with everyone who listens to Songwriter Trist. We're really looking forward to supporting you and getting it out there as much as possible.
Thank you, as always. I appreciate it. Thanks, really. Bye.
Thanks for joining our Songwriter Trist today. To join the family and keep up to date with future podcasts, you can follow us on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, and Twitter. Please leave a review and subscribe. To support the podcast or contact me or our guest, please go to the website songwritertrists.com. Crowd, no one can hear me. Wish I could